Scavenge Audio.
Foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, hello.
Hello Doug, my name is Karen, hi.
Hi Karen,
hi.
We're Doug and Dining and Karen. Wow, the people driving by on Ventura Boulevard in the Valley of Los Angeles
fast and
love
furious.
To rev their engines.
And I'm seeing them.
My big dick car.
I've got a view.
Yeah.
Some of them are little tiny dick cars, though. You ever notice that? They're like, how do they get them to be so powerful?
Well, now I don't know what we're talking about. But I do know that we're at Mr. O's. How long do you think this has been a place, Karen?
It's like a year.
Okay.
It's fairly new.
And it's currently, we're in the month of May on the 22nd day. Does that sound right?
22nd.
Okay. 2019, for those of you listening way into the future.
2019.
Yeah, we're still alive. And we're still conning restaurants into letting us have a full meal and then some. For free.
It seems to be
just
working
to
out.
Sit and talk about what we think of it. I mean, these restaurants, I guess they're all so good because if a restaurant, you know, wasn't really proud of their food, they'd probably not want somebody coming in and
calling
them out on it.
Yeah, I think that they look at sort of the list that we've had, which is pretty good, and they're like, maybe we, and also, honestly, I haven't really gone out to restaurants that aren't going to be decent.
So you haven't talked to a Denny's or a...
No, but I don't see why not.
Red Robin.
We all have our favorite things at those restaurants.
Do you know what it says underneath Red Robin on their sign?
That, I've never been there, no.
It says gourmet burgers.
Oh, God. I can't imagine. Maybe they're good.
Red Robin.
Red Robin. I like that song.
It's a fun song.
And I like, O'Reilly.
Oh, my
Mr.
God.
Mr. O's.
That is a good one. I was somewhere recently where I kept saying, get in the zone, auto zone.
Oh, you did that. I think you and Eric, when we had Eric on, you guys sang that together, like in harmony.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Maybe it wasn't that one, but it was definitely a commercial, and I just mentioned it, and you guys both started in like an a cappella group. It was like you were the
It was on Kill Tony for some reason. I started singing the Get in the Zone song.
It is good. That's a good rock anthem.
Yeah. It's fun to do the voice. Get in the zone!
They get so into it.
Auto zone! Okay, so
I'm working right across the way here.
We're gonna talk to you're doing what?
I walked right
because you're doing stuff over CBS Radford.
Yes, Radford, where they
is
have,
that what they call it now?
Yeah, but what I love about that place is they have a crossing of Mary Tyler Moore and Bob Newhart streets.
That's cute.
I love it. Yeah,
makes you feel special walking around there.
Oh yeah.
You know what'll make you feel special about walking down the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
No.
Guy Fieri got a star today.
Fieri?
Fieri.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say it was you. You'll get one. I know you will.
Me?
Yes.
I don't know. They don't have a podcasting category.
Well, they'll something.
And even if they did.
These are the kinds of things that happen. You never know what's going to happen, as you say, if we live. I could see it. You just got a supporting actor award from a film. Why not? Why couldn't you be doing anything?
Yeah,
else
you're right. Crazy things can happen. Yeah. There could suddenly be an award show that nobody knows about or cares about that weirdly gives out awards to people and doesn't care whether or not you show up to the ceremony. When you get there, they don't know who you are.
Did you have to show your ID?
It was so strange.
You guys look great.
We had a great time, and despite how weird it all was. The awards ceremony was like in a movie theater, maybe 20, 30 minutes long, and it was just two guys going, and the next winner is, and it was all, the audience was just the winners waiting their turn to get up and talk.
But you had like the
and
big
their
wall.
Friends. Some people had big cheering sections.
And then they didn't show any films or anything?
No, because they showed all the films over the course of the week in the festival that this was
a part of.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it was just really. Sharon also told me about the screening of the movie. Did she tell you?
No.
She sent me a text that broke down the evening.
Okay.
She was like, you know, 7 o'clock, 50 people in the lobby of the theater getting drinks and popcorn, excited to see the short film. You know, 7:30, short film starts with no introduction. $7.39, 50 people walk in.
No. Again.
$7.50, screening over. The entire audience missed the screening because nobody was telling everybody to get in the theater.
Oh, my God. This reminds me of the beginning of when I went to Fleetwood Mac last year. Ugh.
What are you going to do? Everything can't be perfectly run and organized. Things happen.
So then that was it, though? There didn't ever after that? Or it was just for ours?
No, then they had a schedule, so they ran something else, you know?
Why are we in the
So they didn't compensate for it at all. They're just like, well, sorry, the audience didn't get to see it because they all walked in too late.
Did you say, well, too? That's a shame for them because we won. They probably would have won.
It is an award winner regardless. Yeah, we did win the awards.
We won for Best Short, and you won for Best Supporting Actor, and Cate Blanchett won for Best Supporting Actress in another film, but still. We
yes.
can put that all together somehow.
We both gave speeches, but nobody recorded it, really. We tried to film it from the back, but the camera was too far away.
Where was it?
It was in one of the screens, like Theater 9 at the Regal downtown L.A.
Oh, downtown L.A.
L.A. Live. I mean, L.A. Live was popping with lots of other things.
Right.
In addition to that ceremony.
Well, it sounds like a...
It was crazy.
You know, sometimes it's even more fun when it goes wrong.
Well, it certainly was. It's a story, because, yeah. I mean, I haven't even told you about the after party.
Oh, good. I'm glad I get to hear it, too. This is more fun than going, I think, because I like your face about it.
Well, because also, while you made your acceptance speech, you stood next to the two guys who handed you the awards, and one of them still has a microphone, and the other one is kind of chatty. So they're both, like, kind of not just letting you stand there and speak. Like, it's kind of like, but they also don't know you or your movie. They clearly don't know any, like, what, at
no
one
research.
Point, at one point when he was giving out an award, one of the guys went, I heard this is very good.
Oh, that's
this
nice.
This movie we're giving an award
again,
to.
Again, it won the best one.
Yeah. It's, I've been told it's good. So, but they, one of those two guys was at the after party at the W Hotel. And it was in the outdoor bar at the W Hotel. But they didn't set up any ropes or anything. So anyone could have gone to this party. It was one of those. They just had a little easel with a sign that said, IFS party, whatever they call themselves. And so we got there, and they're like, well, the party hasn't started yet. You're here a little early. And we're like, okay, well, we'll hang out. And then it starts to rain.
Oh, yeah.
And we're out, and it's outside. We go, what's going to happen to the party? And they move the easel over to where there's this little bit of an overhang and said the party's going to be over there. Pointed to an area where, like, maybe
it's
only...
hailing.
Maybe only... Right now it is, yes.
Sorry.
No, it fits in perfectly with the story.
It's so
This
weird.
Place, we're kind of outside, but we're covered, so...
As soon
it'll
as
be
you
fine.
Started talking about rain, it started hailing.
Do you want me to stop talking about rain? I think California always needs rain, so I'm going to keep talking.
Okay, go ahead. All right, so it starts. They move the easel into a little area.
But so basically they're just saying the party's over there in the corner, and now we're seeing the writing on the wall. Is there food? Is there drinks? There's no food, and it's a cash bar.
God, there's
and
no
people
food?
Who didn't win awards were charged money to come to this party. But it's also just in the corner of an outdoor bar that's open to the public. And has expensive drinks.
This is insanity.
And when they were telling us these little bits of information, they were acting like it's perfectly normal.
You know how it is when you go to one of these things.
So we didn't really stick around enough to see the party. We found an actual crowded bar nearby.
Oh, that's good.
Called, what's that place called? That's on El Centro. It's like when you walk in through a refrigerator, and it's like you're in somebody's apartment, and every hipster in the Hollywood area goes there. It's like called something at Dave Wiener's house or Dave Weenie's house.
I don't know.
Wavy Davey.
I think I'm hip enough.
Wavy Davey.
Wavy Davey? Gravy Davey?
Good times at Wavy Davey's. Wavy Dean's.
Should we...
Davey Wayne's. That's it.
You want me to go give the chef the heads up or...
It's called Good Times at Davey Wayne's.
Good times.
I finally figured it out. But yes, we're ready to... We have a guest, I should say... I should set this up that I didn't forget, but we put this together last minute, so I didn't get a guest booked for today, but I just wrote on Twitter, hey, are any of my comedian friends near Studio City to come join us at Mr. O's? And Kelly McInerney, who did the show a few weeks ago when you weren't here,
right?
She said yes, so she's on her way.
I can't wait.
But we started without her because I'm hungry.
Yeah, we got to go, right?
Yeah. So we're going to start talking to the chef.
This lady, Sunny, that puts his stuff together for us.
She seems like she's on the ball.
I'd like to have her travel with us. This one's good.
Well, do what you can to get her on board. You know, can we afford to pay anybody yet?
Not
yet.
Is
the show making any money?
Well, we're supposed to eventually see something someday. It's been 7 years. Maybe one day we will. I keep hearing tale of it, but
we have ads. When we do ads, we should be getting paid for that.
But
right?
I think you get paid I think it's once every 4 years that we might have to wait.
They're on the leap year schedule.
Let's face it, we do it for the love of food,
right?
This is absolute insanity. Going on.
Hey, I'm going to be in Cincinnati for a couple of days in July.
You going to get some of that chili?
So I was thinking, you know, Jeff Tate lives there and he and his brother have a podcast, so they have to have all this equipment. So you could, as long as you could get there, I'm going to be there anyway. Jeff's going to be there anyway. As long as you could get there, we could go to some restaurant.
What day?
July, 5, 6.
Oh, guess where I'm going to be then? I can't do it.
You're going somewhere for 4th of July?
Yeah, because the Punchline's closing in San Francisco.
So you're going to go say goodbye?
I'm doing a week there with Tony and Arj. Tony Kameen and Arj Barker.
And it's going to be that weekend?
That week, yeah, except for 4th of July.
Yeah, of course.
So we'll do the 3rd through
the 6th. Oh, that's going to be so fun.
I can't even wait.
That's
amazing.
I wish
I could time. I mean, I think it's for, it's not the best reason, but because I don't want it to close. But and you know what? It might not close.
People what they're saying now? Because of petitions something?
They did a huge rally to save the Punchline out in the middle of San Francisco.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle was there talking and a bunch of people from San Francisco.
I mean, Google wants to build a giant building there. I mean, the Punchline doesn't even, it's only the third floor. That airspace is valuable.
It's crazy, though. Someone was just telling me, in Manhattan, they have to move. Oh, it's the people I'm working for now. They had to move their office because Google bought the block.
Yeah.
What's going on with Google? Are they going to take over?
That's what they're doing in San Francisco anyway, yeah. And probably all over. We're going to get Googled hard.
I feel like
Google's going to be the only thing we do with our lives.
It is pretty crazy.
They're
going to
dictate everything.
There's going to be, there are already three companies, but Google's going to be one of them. Huge. But to just buy blocks in San Francisco and Manhattan, two of the arguably most expensive places on Earth.
I already like their films. Every time they do a little animated thing on the Google page.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes.
Those are adorable.
Well, I like to look forward to them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what they'll do on the 4th of July. Probably the implosion of the Punchline. I might not want
to. Yeah, I'm going to try to go back once or twice before the end. It closes in... mid-August. I'm going to try to be on the final night, too, if I can.
Well, that all being said, even though I can't do Cincinnati, that's the I, I, if I can. Normally, I'm never having a week booked of comedy, so like it probably won't happen again. But I will be busy. But
we also need to hear from restaurants out there in the world, because it'd be fun to do one that wants us there, not one that just we sort of ambush.
I'm gonna be in Lake Tahoe in the summer too. Maybe you come up there, we'll do something.
Like without the mic stands, if we were just holding these mics and sitting here, would this restaurant like yell at us? If we hadn't called in advance?
If we just walked in here with microphones, would you kick us out? She says she doesn't know. So that's not enough.
I think
enough.
The stands make it look too official, but if we were if just we sort were of just like, if Karen and I were just having a meal, just eating our meal and just both had these things, with him, like, you know, maybe wearing a helmet over the...
Right. Or maybe, you know what we do? We put the menus around here. You know what I mean? So we cover it, like spies.
Yeah. I think it's a case-by-case basis kind of question.
Well, we did
I think if a restaurant thought they had something to hide, they'd be like, why are you doing that? Get out of here.
Well, we
or
went into...
We were
what's
being
it,
loud.
What's the... We did it already, and they didn't kick us out. They let us sit in a reserved spot, the bar.
Yeah, well, that
the
was the bar that was closing forever.
So, I mean, they still could have said, hey, we, you know, don't want anyone in here.
Yeah. They might have said no recording in here, but that might have been when they were
of course, so we
open.
Walked in and they recognized you immediately. So that really helped things
that
out.
That helped grease the wheels.
And then how I have no fear to go up to someone and say, we're going to do this. Can we sit there?
It's a perfect 1-2 punch.
It was.
Because when I'm on my own, I will not say to somebody, don't you know who I am?
Oh, yeah, of course. You don't want
to
do that.
I wanted to so bad the other day.
at the film. No,
we went to this bar that we've been to a bunch of times that has a dress code, but they usually let it slide for whatever reason. But this time they like looked at my shoes and went, sorry, can't go in with tennis shoes. And then while we were waiting for an Uber, this is with Sharon after the awards, while we were waiting for an Uber, we watched them turn away lots of people for wearing tennis shoes. So they stick
in
to
Los
their guns.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah, downtown L.A. and like a bar that's in an alley that no one else was walking up to, like the only people approaching had tennis shoes on, so I don't know who their customers would be. It's a nice place. I mean,
and also tennis shoes are
I like
popular
going
now.
There I've talked about it on the show before. The bartenders inside are super nice to us when we're in there, but the guy was just like, and that's why I wanted to say, well, hey, I've been here a bunch of times, but I guess he'd still say, yeah, but
you
those
look
times,
nice.
Those times, whoever's watching the door didn't do their job.
I saw the pictures. You look very nice. So it seems like they're being real picky.
Yeah, I only wear nice shoes.
I mean, my God, I know the ones you've stolen from me previous years.
I still got to break those in.
Oh God, I never even wear them. You steal
well, because they kind of dug into my ankle a little bit, so I thought I had to like just wear them.
You know what? Where I wouldn't doubt Kelly doesn't show up. How's she going to get through this storm?
Oh, she'll be all right. There's a parking lot
look
right
behind
here.
Behind you.
I know. I could see that it's really...
It's fucking
it's
pouring.
Really happening.
It's bunk.
That's part of the excitement of her getting here.
It's dumping buckets, dude.
Will Kelly McInerney make it down during the perfect storm?
I'm sure our world's fine. What's going on?
I think I've seen her before where she has like a rain slicker that has a hat on it.
Oh, good. I hope so.
I think she's got the proper... But are there any park... This parking spot's open right here in this lot, right?
Yeah.
So you just park there and zip right in.
Yeah, that's nice. There's a parking lot here, so everyone knows. Because sometimes when you're in Studio City, it's not that easy to park, and they have a really good lot here. And it's, I assume, a free lot. Yeah? Yeah, there's no, like, valet out there. There probably is a valet, but not right now.
Is he coming to talk to us now? Awesome. Thank you. I thought I saw him
His
headed this
Chef
way.
His name's Chef Oscar.
Yeah, he's the guy walking around, right?
I wonder if Mr. O is for Oscar. Let's ask him.
Oh.
I'm going to ask him. He's really nice. He has the longest eyelashes. You wait till you see him.
Okay.
Oh, look at, do you see what's playing over on that wall?
Television.
Yeah, they have a TV on the wall here on the outside
patio.
Yeah, it's
patio. Like a projector TV.
Yeah, kind of keeps it
at
going.
At nighttime, it probably looks really cool. Daytime, it's a little hard to make out what's happening.
I went to a party at a friend's house, and this is, I'd never seen this before. They have their TV up on the wall, a huge TV, right? Uh-huh. And they're playing their vacation slides for like 4 hours over and over. I've never seen that. I just was like, wow, you guys really like Italy. You went over and over again. See, I made that joke to him.
How'd that go over?
Oh, big. Big
they
hit.
Liked it?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Neat.
They loved it. Tomorrow's my big day.
Now our lady is just talking to Oscar like, you know, they're just chatting.
I can smell truffles.
I'm just watching
truffle
them chat.
I have my big day tomorrow, Doug. I got my
you
final
do?
Interview with Kelly Clarkson. Let's see what happens. We got to all cross my fingers. Everyone out there, give me, you know what? Send prayers.
What are you going to write for her? A Christmas special?
No, regular talk show, daytime.
Oh, daytime talk show. That'd be like at least a year-long commitment.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to this show?
Well,
could it be Dining with D and K and K? Could it be I'll just come down and we'll find a room and eat with Kelly Clarkson once a week?
We're going to give it a try, that's for sure. Well, let's let me get the job first. Okay, let's just pretend I have it, because that'll be the best way to go.
Pretend you have the job.
I really want
like
it.
Kelly.
I love her so much.
You like to eat. We like to make a podcast about eating.
I think she's vegan now. Or
you want me to work really hard on the show, so you don't want me to have to leave for 3 hours on you know, in the middle of the day when we can just do it for an hour.
I'll be able to do it.
You know, we'll just use the whatever. There's always like a conference room.
Yeah, I'm hoping to have an office.
And then we'll just go in there. Yeah, or your office.
Or is that Universal?
Some weeks she could blow it off. Some weeks she could blow it off. She doesn't have to commit to every show.
Not every time.
But the idea is we tell chefs, hey, come with prepared food to Kelly Clarkson's office.
Or tell her chef.
Well, her chef would definitely be one of the guests. But then we could bring in other chefs, and we could even turn it into a reality game show where the other chefs that are coming in are vying to replace Kelly's current chef.
Oh, my God, that's good. She's going to love this.
I don't know. What
I hear she's like the coolest, nicest. Well, I'm still nervous to meet her, but.
Yeah, but this is such a low rent, like just being on a podcast. I don't know
she's
how
gonna
excited
do
she's going to get about that. We might have to film every episode of that show and make it available on video as well.
She likes to do cool little things. She has this thing called Minute in a Glass of Wine where she does covers. And so like a YouTube show she does, and it's fucking great.
Okay, at this point, I'm thinking Oscar is shy.
Oscar, something happened with Oscar.
Yeah, because she was really chatting with Oscar, and then...
I chit-chatted
so
with
I
him.
Think maybe he wants to arrive with some food instead of coming and chatting first.
Well, that's what he was going to do.
So that's... I think now he's just kind of trying to get it done. And Kelly McInerney is here, everybody.
Oh, good. Look at this. OMG. Oh, yeah, over there, yeah. Kelly,
welcome, welcome, welcome.
Please tell us about your journey here.
I can't believe it.
What happened?
Coming down
I don't
right
know.
Now.
It was nice where I was from. More like in Echo Park, and then all of a sudden, a lot of rain.
You were driving. Did it hail on you?
It was hard rain. Yeah, is that is that what hailed? Yeah.
It sounded like it was hailing on us, but you're just in time.
Oh, my God, Kelly.
Oh, nice.
You're so
for the
in
food.
Time. Sit down here.
Let's say
Chef
hello.
Oscar's here,
Chef
everybody.
Chef Oscar. Hey, man.
Chef, can I ask you something? Is Mr. O's named after you?
It's not. Not yet.
Oh, here, yeah, right your name's
so
Oscar.
So the O is not Oscar. It's somebody. It's something else.
It's something else. So the owner, the one of the main owners, his dad, they used to call him Mr. O. Last name was Ostro, so they would call him Mr. O. And
he got
the thanks. Biggest bid on the place, so they allowed him to name the place, so.
It's like
Mr. O's.
Cool. Mr. O's. Yeah. Remember Mr. C from Happy Days, everyone?
Oh, Cunningham?
Yes.
Yeah, I got
I
it.
I like it, Kelly.
I awesome. Like Nick at Night.
Yeah. I like Me TV.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. You should just what? Take it. You should
Chef,
just say
what
it's yours.
No, typically when people ask me, this is just because we're live right now, but typically when people ask me, I just...
Thank you.
I say yes. When it's like customers, I'm like, yeah, it's me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
What
might
did you,
as well.
Chef, this is gorgeous. What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, what are we looking at here?
All right, so first, we're going to start off with just a couple apps. So the first one is Brussels sprouts. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like a It was developed through...
sorry, but we're going to start off with some Brussels sprouts. He grabs a plate and goes, mm-hmm.
I get this. So this dish was kind of developed through staff meal. So one of my sous chefs, she had Brussels sprouts and yams to work with. And she made a dish, and it was really delicious, so we decided to incorporate a different vinaigrette into it. So we do pineapple vinaigrette.
Oh, that's yours.
A little bit of mint. And then some sugar snap peas for nice texture. Gives it a nice little crunch.
It's pretty. Colors, too.
Looks like, very Hawaiian, right?
It seems very Hawaiian. So we're very cultural. We're very global as far as our food. So we kind of stick to the globally inspired dishes.
These are cooked so good. These Brussels sprouts are perfect.
Just quick flash fry.
Listen to the language he's throwing out. Quick flash fry, no biggie.
I don't want to get in trouble, guys.
sometimes we'll do a medium flash fry. Sometimes we'll do a quick one.
Exactly.
It usually takes, the lure of some bacon to get me excited about Brussels sprouts, but these are delicious.
They're, like, sweet.
Yeah. So much fun, awesome fun flavors in there. Yeah, I really,
snap-y.
I really like it.
With a crunch of a snap.
Yeah, gives a good texture. Yeah, no, you're right. Usually it's bacon and balsamic vinegar that gets people to like Brussels, but.
And this is a flatbread, it looks like.
Yeah, so this is a turmeric flatbread. So this one we changed seasonally throughout the year. We just went into cherries. It's first of the season on cherries right now, so we'll get really good, nice tannic flavors. A little bit more acidic. So what we do with this is we take fromage blanc. We whip it with a little bit of lemon zest, orange zest, and then we season it a little bit, put it on top of the flatbread. We do olives, Kalamata olives, marinated, cherries from Murray Farms, a little bit of opal basil, and then orange honey blossom on top. So you're going to get a little bit of tartness from the cheese, and then the honey is going to kind of round it all out together and give it a nice sweetness to it.
Yum.
So what do? We just take a little,
cut it up and... And take a...
Divvy it up.
Chop it up.
Okay. Do you want any, chef?
I'm okay, thank you. I gotta go back there and cook the rest of the stuff.
You know what? I'll take it and I'll pass it over to you because...
Can we get one more plate, too, by the way?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. So you can help us out.
Do you ever get sick of this food?
I mean, we change it seasonally, so I mean, we try it pretty much...
I'm gonna have you do that.
Every single time. There's actually a lot of dishes that I don't really even try.
Oh,
I just
really? Kind
of like think about them and then we just put them out and I kind of know what the flavors are going to be like.
Yeah.
Like this one I never tried. Just kind of put it together as far as the flavors and, you know.
You've never tried it?
This one, no. I mean, but it's like, I know Kalamata olives, cherries, and I can kind of know where it's
got a little
going.
Heat too. What do you put in there? Like a little chili or something?
Aleppo.
What's that?
So it's a Turkish spice.
Oh. Yeah.
So we use very different, a lot of different ingredients. Kind of makes the whole restaurant what it is. Along with the cocktails, Rafa puts a lot of his culinary background into the cocktail, so everything also is very seasonal.
Yeah, you guys got a huge cocktail menu.
Yeah, no, he does a really good job with that. He used to be a chef before he was a master mixologist, as he calls himself. He calls himself Mr. Master Mixologist.
Mr. Max Mixologist?
Mr. Master Mixologist.
Oh, Mr. Master Mixologist. Yeah. That's hard to say. Only he can say it.
Yeah. So he does a good job with that.
Mr. Master Mixologist Kelly McKierney.
A lot of misters.
Yeah.
A lot of misters in this. Mr. O's.
Exactly. Yeah. So you guys have your specials. Oh, look at more M's. Monday Madness. Enjoy all night happy hour in the lounge. And that's with the Mixmaster. Nice. I'm going to call him the Mixmaster. Then you got 2-for-1 Tuesday. Buy one cocktail, get the second one free. Today's Wednesday.
Is it wine?
Yes, wine Wednesday. Enjoy 50% off all bottles every Wednesday.
Place gets packed for that one.
Wow.
Hey, you don't have a Lambrusco, do you?
I don't think we have a Lambrusco, actually. I like Lambrusco, though.
It's good, right?
I have no issue with the sweet wine. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's not sweet, right?
Huh?
It's not sweet.
A little sweet Lambrusco's a little sweet.
Oh.
Right?
Do you guys have like some fun cocktails here?
Oh yeah, 100%. So we
can
just
we see
the...
like a drink menu?
There was one here earlier. Where did it go?
Hell yeah,
we had one.
This cheese is great.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fun food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sharing food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very sherry.
Yeah, that's good.
Listen. I think it must be Brussels sprout season because they're all over and they're so. But it isn't Brussels sprout season in the winter? All right. Am I wrong?
I think Brussels sprouts are just in now.
It's everywhere?
You know?
Yeah. Totally. I think you're right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, cheese. Yeah,
little cheese everywhere. I'm a messy eater. Watch see me eating ice cream. I'm like a kid.
Chef, did you hear all the rain come through your kitchen?
No, I didn't. They just opened the door and I saw the rain and I was like, what the heck is going on here?
It's like a sun shower, though.
It's weird.
I like it.
It's huge.
Oh,
it's
it was
crazy.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's over now, so.
We're having like a real spring this year.
We're having like an East Coast spring.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm here for
East
it.
East Coast spring.
So what else? What else is on your?
So that's actually Mr. O.
Who's that?
That's Mr. O.
Mr. O, look at him.
Yeah,
he's
him,
suave.
Yeah.
He looks like he's from Dallas or something.
Yeah.
He looks like he's on the show Dallas or.
Oh,
or,
I see.
Or
now I understand.
Or you know, like one of those kind of shows, like something from the 70s. Well, this is a 70s picture. That's why.
Yeah,
I think it is,
right?
unless that's how he dresses or dress. You know, he looks like Robert Evans. That kind of thing. Was he an actor?
I'm not sure, actually.
Because anyone that takes a picture like
this,
right, yeah. It's got to be a headshot.
I like the cocktail lingo.
We got to show a picture of this.
Blue dolphin. I'm gonna order blue dolphins at bars now. That's water over ice. Fun.
Blue dolphin. I didn't even know that one.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I feel like they're tricking us with
that
one.
Yeah, yeah.
If you just
I think we're going
to say
the
that,
bar,
the bartenders
just
would be like, what?
I'm going to try.
I got a picture
give
of
you
them.
Some one of those nasty blue drinks.
Yeah.
You know?
So
adios,
place,
motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So you get like quite the crowd in here, I bet, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got like that kind of vibe of a loungy, lounge
very
feel.
Very loungy feel, so we get a good crowd. I mean, the weekends we have a DJ, so we get a little bit of that.
You ever have
night.
Marshmallow?
No, we haven't gotten him yet. We're looking to book him next.
This is new, right? Is it
yeah,
new?
We're about like 7 months old, so.
Okay.
7 to 8 months, so. We're barely going to hit our one-year trench, yeah.
What used to be here?
Used to be Take a Bow.
Take a Bow.
Yeah,
at first, I thought it was Terra Sushi when I first saw it, and then
right?
Yeah, no, it was Take a Bow.
Yeah.
Remember Terra Sushi? Did you used to go there all the time? Mm-hmm. It was like a comedian place, or Dave Rath used to take us or something.
People used to go there like crazy. It's still down the street. It's still open.
Anyway, got a lot of competition now.
Yeah, they do. There's so much going on.
Remember
on
when
street.
We used to go there? There was like that place was it. And there was like maybe one other. There wasn't a lot of sushi around here.
Right. Yeah. No. Now there's they're
now
all over the place.
Sushi everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm curious about the Silly Rabbit cocktail.
The Silly Rabbit.
Yeah. It's got carrot in it.
Yeah.
Does
no, it's
carrot
good.
Taste good in a cocktail?
Tastes delicious. I think we
Can
should
I try
it.
That.
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
you try a Silly Rabbit?
Yeah.
And did you see anything on there that looks fun to you, Kelly?
Like
the Silly Rabbit's also got vodka, yellow chartreuse. Ginger. I don't even know how to say this next word. Orgeat? Orgeat?
Origami?
No. O-R-G-E-A-T. Orgeat.
Orgeat?
Orgeat.
Orgeat. Orgeat.
Lemon and bitters.
Yep.
Orgeat.
So that sounds interesting.
What do you think orgeat is?
I'll drink
Pixie's
anything that has
this one
ingredients
on.
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
Pixie's Elixir has English peas if you're interested in something.
What
like
is
that.
It? Pixie's Elixir?
Yeah.
Well, also, I was looking at the Elix Flamingo. That looks like a lot of fun, but that's for four people or more,
Wait,
Karen.
Where is that?
On the right side. On this other side.
Oh,
it
okay.
comes in like this big...
Underneath the scorpion bowl.
big brass flamingo thing. It's like...
Oh, that sounds
huge.
Great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but well, that's probably too much.
I think orgeat is a nut.
Oh, is it?
Google
it's
it.
Made,
it's
going to
be
kind of
nutty.
A cooling drink made from orange flower water and either barley or almonds.
Well, I'm in. That sounds interesting.
That should be something good, huh?
This one, the Forbidden Garnet, sounds kind of cool because it's hibiscus-infused vodka.
Yeah, that one's really good.
Fancy.
I enjoy that one.
And I like tamarind.
Well, what are you guys going to settle on?
Can I try that one?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Forbidden...
So Forbidden Garnet,
yeah.
Silly Rabbit.
Yeah, that's
what
cool.
Else? That's it?
I mean, if you have another one you think we should try because people love it or...
Yeah.
We're pretty good on
or
the Mr.
Old Fashioned.
Or you're trying
to move a lot of them.
Everybody likes the Mr. Old Fashioned. So we could do those three. Silly Rabbit, Forbidden Garnet, and Mr. Old Fashioned.
I like Mr. O, old fashioned. Yeah,
Mr. Old fashioned.
Oh, I get it.
Cocktail parts.
Cocktail parts.
What?
So, and then I hear that you have something else for us. Is that true?
Yeah, we still got a couple of dishes to go. So,
nice.
So I'll let you guys drink, and then we'll go into the next round.
I love
Bless
that.
Listen, this.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks.
Perfect. All right, I'll be back.
I'm gonna call you, Mr. O, even
yeah, that's
though.
Fine.
And then I have some questions for you when you come back.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Bye, Mr. O.
Bye, Mr. O.
Well, this is a good time for us to go to a quick break. And we'll be back with Kelly McInerney at Mr. O's. Aristotle is trying
the sprouts.
The sprouts. They're so good.
Everything.
We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, we're back, and you still think those sprouts are great. Still really happy with that.
And cherry season, baby.
This,
I love cherries.
So you didn't, you couldn't eat the like bread part?
Well, I don't think so. It looks.
Did you take a little bite of it? Because it's really interesting.
Are you on a keto diet or something?
I'm not supposed to have gluten.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm seeing, because sometimes I'll cheat with it. So I don't know if it's working. So I'm trying to see if it'll... Because when I first started, I really did stick to it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't really tell because I was going through...
Isn't that interesting?
It's really,
texture,
you know what?
The bready stuff?
It's really soft.
No.
And it has turmeric.
No.
how do you say it? Turmeric? Not turmeric. Turmeric.
Turmeric.
Turmeric.
Yeah.
And it, which is supposed to be... the most healthy thing for you in the world.
Really?
Yes. Oh. And I heard a huge report on an NPR for like an hour in traffic.
Healthier than sarsaparilla?
Oh, Doug, yes.
Isn't sarsaparilla just old Western root beer?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's just...
He just thinks of sarsaparilla, and it's like, well, that was...
That's a fun word.
Well, that's what they probably used to give you in the old days, the doctors. Because remember, like in Doc Hollywood, he gave you a Coke to make you feel better? He said, just drink this Pepsi or drink this Coke.
Right.
So in the old days, they probably gave you sarsaparilla, which had shitloads of sugar in it probably. And then
I just went to that Tombstone place and saw a bunch of Old West stuff. Like
Tombstone in
Arizona.
Oh, really? Was it like an Old West town?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was okay. Like, they overpriced everything. Like, everything you wanted to see, it's like, you got to see this gun show. It's $15.
Nah.
But it was fun.
It was fun.
You
I like that kind of stuff.
Stand up in Bisbee?
Yeah, I did.
How's that? What's that like?
Oh,
was Doug Stanhope there?
Yeah. We did a podcast, and I for sure blacked out during the podcast.
You got to listen to it to
in
see what happened.
In front of an audience?
Yeah. No. It was just at his house after our show. Me
but
and
you did
Dave
a stand-up
White.
Show first.
Yeah. We did it Wednesday through Friday. Wednesday, I don't really understand. It was pointless to do a show on Wednesday. Because, you know, during the day, like, Bisbee's kind of like a old mine town where not much going on until the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was fun. Thursday and Friday were great. But a lot
How big is the club?
Just like a little bar, kind of.
They get maybe 50 people in there, and that's a hot crowd?
Yeah.
Nice.
This guy from Alaska, I guess, moved to Bisbee and opened the club.
Mr. B.
I'm very curious about it just because of, you know, hearing about it so much through Doug and all of his friends. And,
yeah.
It just looks like he is the king of the town.
He is. Like, it's a lot of, I think they rescheduled a guy because they're like, well, Doug's not even going to be here next week, so there's not much for him to do in Bisbee. Let's reschedule the guy. Because it's a little town. It's cute. It's fun, but not... for like a whole weekend.
I have a question. Does Doug walk around and like those leisure suits all the time when he's out and about?
I don't know, because I just hung out with him at his house, but then when we went to the show, he did dress up in the suit. So I think when he goes at, yeah, I think.
But I mean, even if he doesn't have a show, maybe?
Maybe.
He might be a suit all the time guy. I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past him, yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. Just to look at, because I'll just look at all his Instagram pictures, and it's just like looking at a movie. Yeah. It's awesome.
Kelly took a picture of, there's a intersectional sign, I guess, on the way to Bisbee.
Oh, yeah.
That says Benson one way and Douglas the other way.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
So she sent me the picture.
How often do you go there?
I put it on my Instagram.
I just went the first time.
Oh,
like
how fun.
Yeah. Because it just opened up. It's called Chuckleheads, the club. Just opened. So I opened for my friend Dave Waite.
How fun.
Yeah, this is
I know that you did the podcast when I wasn't here that time.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was just, you know, looking at... I Googled you.
Okay.
I want to see, you know, who the people are. Anyway, so I ended up recommending you for some stuff at E. I hope you don't mind.
Please, feel free. Thank you.
You're so funny.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah. You are, too. I listened to a podcast that you guys were on with Doug, I think, Mellard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we did a restaurant with him in...
in Hollywood.
Sounds like a club.
The Social House.
Yeah, that's it. State Social House.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not
he's a funny
guy,
too.
SoCal House, even though that is...
That's a thing?
...where it is in Southern California.
I get it.
Yes, Doug.
Yes.
Yes, Mr.
Yes.
Kelly, do you do any impressions?
I do. I did some on the Getting Doug with High. I did like, what did I do? Oh, I could do Mickey Mouse.
Oh, perfect. I'm working for Disney right now.
Hell yeah.
Let's hear it.
It's just a laugh.
Okay.
Mostly all my impressions are laughs. It's just, huh? That's it.
Oh, that is really good.
And then Goofy I could do.
Doug,
that's a good one.
You have lost a... What is it? You missed your calling.
You should do voiceover work. You ever hear that? No.
hey, everybody.
But that the laughter, that's a good... That's smart, because that's... It's very specific.
Yeah. I could also do a very... a Pokemon. Gloom? You guys know Gloom the Pokemon?
Maybe if I hear it.
Yeah, give us a little taste.
Gloom, 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 gloom. That's it. I don't know.
Gloom Kelly, says his own name?
Yeah,
or her name?
They all say their names. That's what the Pokemon do.
They just repeat their own name all the time.
Mm-hmm. And Togepi is like... Togepi?
Can you do that, Kelly? Can you talk underwater? I can talk underwater. Is that underwater?
Do they explain in Detective Pikachu why he can be loquacious and be a detective?
I haven't watched it yet. But I'm sure they do.
Somebody should just make a version where they just take all his scenes and just have him, all he says is his own name, but all the other characters still have their regular dialogue.
I think they all know
what he's saying.
Yeah, I think only the main dude can understand Pikachu.
Oh, is that true?
In the movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so that's good. So it's just sort of like
he
imagines Pikachu should sound.
Like Ryan Reynolds.
Like a white person.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Every time I hear Ryan Reynolds,
bothering me,
I just think of Van Wilder. You know, like, no matter what role he's in, I'm like, you're just Van Wilder.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Look at
the guy's been around for a while.
Right? Yeah. Oh, man, these are fancy.
Uh-oh.
Look at these.
It's got a little flower.
Oh, yeah. These guys
cocktails.
If you like cocktails, this is...
The fun napkins. I got the silly rabbit. This is the one that has carrot in it.
These are craft cocktails.
Yes, yeah. We're just
thank
all
you so
trying
much.
Them all, taking pictures.
What? What's on the top of that?
It's like an apple.
Dehydrated apple chip.
Dehydrated
apple chip right on top of that cocktail.
These are very pretty drinks, aren't they?
Right?
Goodness. Yeah.
I don't
come
drink
and get
it. Even this glass is so fancy.
I like the napkins. Got a fun retro look with the crazy
If I wasn't doing a podcast, I'd steal this glass.
I know. The glass is like an old-fashioned kind of glass from, like, your grandma's house.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come back some other time and steal the glass.
I will.
Yeah, don't let them know now, whatever you do. I'm sure they won't listen to this. It'll be fine.
Yeah. But we don't want, we don't want to get caught.
When I get super drunk, I'm like, I could steal glasses. I don't know. You know when you're drunk and you think you could do anything?
Well,
that's me.
But you know what's funny about it? Because you take away all those inhibitions and then you end up stealing.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. A life of crime.
Yeah. It's so pretty.
They're so pretty.
You should blame the restaurant. It's true.
They've got plenty.
I love that carrot drink. God, that looks... It looks like it looks like an orange, Orange Julius.
Yeah, it does.
Well,
what is that?
Dig
is that
in.
Like
you're going to wait for the guy to try them, or what's that?
Oh, yeah. You want to cheers?
Go do it. Let's see what you got.
Cheers it? Cheers it?
Yeah, let's try these things.
Here, I'm going to get a picture of you guys.
Ooh. Good.
Fun.
Oh,
Kelly
goodness.
Just...
This doesn't taste like carrot at all.
Let me just have one little taste.
You want to try mine?
Let's see.
Can I try?
I don't know what that tastes. It doesn't taste like carrot. You're right.
It tastes like spices.
Yes.
But like...
Yep.
I like this one. That's refreshing.
I love all the crushed ice. This is like an adult icy.
Whoa.
Is it strong?
Whoa. It's really good. I especially like the apple chip on top, but I'm bourbon's not my thing.
I'm going to say.
It's super bourbon-y.
Oh, look at they have the big, huge, gigantic ice cube.
Yeah.
Everyone loves
ice. I love those. But man, it's strong.
Wow. So this has, what do you think? What's in that one, you think? Oh, wait, what's that one called?
This one's the old-fashioned, right?
Oh, okay. So the old-fashioned has Angel's Envy bourbon, candy cap mushrooms, brown butter. That's what I kind of, you can smell that.
Oh,
really
yeah,
good.
You can smell that.
And bitters.
Yeah, the brown butter's nice.
And the carrot one.
This one, I don't know. She'll read it.
Ginger. That's what
hibiscus vodka, I remember.
It's the ginger.
That's what that is? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then what's that?
It's the hibiscus thing.
Oh, yeah.
At the bottom. It's forbidden.
The forbidden garnet.
Forbidden garnet.
Is that anybody's birthstone?
It's my birthstone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you already say
January,
that?
January, yeah.
Hibiscus infused absolute, which we said before, elix vodka with the ancho rays and the ferned dry curacao, tamarind, lime, and, I mean, piloncillo?
Sure.
Piloncillo.
I'm down.
Piloncillo. I bet you it's piloncillo.
The drinks are a hit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all really good. I can't even, there's no,
they're
this
okay.
doesn't even taste
no,
like carrot.
She's like, it's no Bisbee.
No, tastes really good. Not that I hate the taste of carrot, but...
Another beautiful drink, another beautiful plate of food.
They help with your vision, too, you know? So you're getting
drunk,
but also improving your
vision.
I like
to be able to see what's going on. These beautiful plates. Look at this thing.
Yeah, it's like this... From the outside, this place looks like a kind of like a cafe that you're going to go in and get like an omelet or a breakfast or something or like some... That kind of food, and you come in and it's gorgeous food.
Yeah.
I mean, not that that can't be gorgeous food, but this is more like fine dining, which you wouldn't, expect.
It's a little bit more elevated dining. Again, using very seasonal vegetables. So, obviously, we're very farmer's market driven, so we go to the market every Wednesday.
Studio City Market? Farmer's Market?
No, we do the Santa Monica.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Studio City here and there when we really need something. Mm. But for the most part, it's the Santa Monica Farmer's Market. So everything's local. We know all our farmers. We know where everything comes in from, and then they give us a special scoop when something comes out in season. That's just like really, really good. So then we take that and we just take plays on dishes that I've either done before or things that, you know, just come to mind. Like, again, very cultural. So our staff is a big part of it, too. anything that they could come up with that we could use, I like using. So it's all very, it's very collaborative.
Sounds like a fun place to work.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a great place to work. I mean, I hope it is. We make it enjoyable. I don't scream that much, so.
Oh,
so
you don't seem like you do. You look like the most mellow person alive. Yeah.
And I'm pretty calm. I'm not the angry chef. I got a lot of white hairs, but it's not because I scream.
You got some. We're gonna take a picture of these eyelashes. I've never seen anything. They're just.
That was the first thing she told me when she saw me. She's really? Like,
well, they're
I
just
hadn't
like.
Even met her yet? She's like, wow, look at those eyelashes.
You could take. You know what you could do? You could take your eyelashes. You dip them in a little olive oil, and then you brush them on the bread. You use that for like a pastry brush.
That's fair.
That's a good idea. I just made it up. Yeah, I think this is it.
I mean, that could be our hit thing right there.
Well, what do you have?
All right, so this is our Creekstone Farm hanger. So this one, pretty much, it's been on the menu. It's been on the menu for a cool minute. So what we do with this is we take a little bit of shishito peppers, peewee potatoes from Wiser Farm, and then we make a truffle nori dressing. So what we do is we take nori sheets, kind of dry them out a little bit, and then make a powder out of that, and then make just a very simple aioli base. And then a little bit of green scallions charred, and then purple ninja radish from Wiser Farm as well.
Whoops.
There's a nice charred lime there. You can just grab right there and just kind of squeeze it on there.
Wow, look at this. So this is your hanger steak, huh?
That's our hanger steak, yeah. That one we're not allowed to change ever.
I have a question about steak.
Go ahead.
So why do they call the big, huge steak the tomahawk? Is it shaped like a tomahawk?
Yeah, it's shaped like a tomahawk. So there's two. So it's kind of like a tomahawk.
I guess I've never had one. Yeah. I've never seen one. I've had them chopped. Maybe I've had it already sliced.
Right. So that's a ribeye. So it's literally the long bone, and then it has the rib right there. So it looks like a tomahawk.
I didn't even know there was a steak hidden in there.
Yeah, it's kind of hidden in there.
You put it on my.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me like, you know, why do you hide the protein so much and. It's not necessarily that I hide it. I think for me, like, the star of the vegetable is always going to be, I mean, the star of the dish is always going to be the vegetable. Mm-hmm. The protein is just, it's there, you know, but the vegetable is what we really enhance and what we really push for. It's
baby potatoes.
I love potatoes.
From Wiser Farm, so they're good stuff. And then,
yeah, and I love the scallions, like those grilled scallions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we got one more dish for you guys, and then we'll be.
Wowee.
We'll be done. This is
wait, are the purple things the scallions?
No, those are radishes? They're called the purple ninja radish. Yeah.
Oh, wow. They're cute.
Yeah. And everybody likes the name, so.
Yeah. Purple ninja radish?
Yeah, purple ninja radish.
That steak is so good.
Yeah. I love the potatoes.
Yeah, very, very simple. It's playful. People like it, so. Again, that one doesn't change. That one stays like that forever.
It's a steak and potatoes dish, but fancy.
Yeah.
And delicious.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really fun.
I notice nothing here needs any salt or pepper. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we typically finish a lot of the dishes with Maldon salt and then just a little bit of cracked black pepper.
Do I smell truffle oil?
Yeah, the truffle nori.
Oh, so, truffle nori. Okay. So,
yeah, we use nori and truffle to dress the shishitos and the potato in them. Mm.
I love a shishito pepper. What is it? Why is it so good?
It's delicious. It's like it's spicy, but then it's not. Has a really good.
Sometimes you get the one though, right?
The one.
There's always one hidden bomb in there.
Yeah, they're called roulette peppers. So.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they're
called roulette peppers.
One out of every 10 will be smoking hot.
I learned that when I told. Because I would make them at my house. I would just put them in the frying pan for like.
Right.
It's so easy to make for like a little appetizer.
Oh, yeah.
And someone will go, are these hot? And I'm like, no, these are not hot at all. And then, of course, when I said that, they got like the habanero of them all.
That's great.
And so then I learned, yeah, so there's one in the batch or something. A couple in a batch.
Right. How are the drinks?
Right.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all
really we didn't cover Sunday supper. We got DJ Thursday. Sunday supper. Wait a minute. We got some Monday... Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
What is Sunday supper? Is that like?
It says it's $75 for a full dinner for a party of four.
Nice.
So that one it's always been kind of the same. Where we do it's a fried chicken dinner. Mm. So we pretty much take fried chicken. Yeah, exactly. People come in and it's more of a family thing, so it's about like 5 pieces of chicken, house-made biscuits, lavender butter, a little bit of honeycomb.
Lavender butter?
Yeah, lavender butter. Yeah, it's really good.
Like, if your family's going to go out for, like, KFC or Popeyes, why not just come here? It's probably not that different in price, honestly, for 4 people. $75?
Yeah. No, no, it's a pretty good deal. And then you get dessert at the end, so.
Ooh.
You get a choice of salad and then a seasonal vegetable with that, too.
Sunday supper. What about Friday? We got to think of one for Friday. Kelly, what do we got? Fruity?
Yeah. Like, free Friday.
Free Friday.
Yeah, see, yeah, I mean, I bet you they don't have a thing on here for Fridays because that's probably busy. Regardless.
They don't need anything.
Yeah,
for Friday and Saturday.
Or Saturday, yeah.
And are you open for, when do you open? Are you open for breakfast?
So we open Monday through Friday for lunch. That starts at 11:30, ends at 2:30. Mm-hmm. And then we open again for dinner at 5. Saturday and Sunday we do brunch. So that starts at 11 and it's over at 3. So the menus, it's pretty much we have 3 different menus.
Is it like endless mimosa brunch or?
Yeah.
Nice. That's my type of brunch.
Mimosas for everybody. I think it's like $14 per person. So I walk out and it's like mimosas everywhere.
What? $14 per person?
Yeah.
For everything?
For bottomless mimosas.
For bottomless?
Yeah.
This place is good.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let it fool you. There's still some pricey items, but these are the special items.
Yeah, for sure.
It's worth it, though.
Yeah. I mean, that tomahawk was like, that came in at 100 and...
135.
Where do you get that one from? Same places?
Yeah, Creekstone Farm.
From the farmer's market?
No, it's called Creekstone Farm. Yeah, that's a 32-ouncer, so it's a big boy. It's definitely one to share.
I mean, that's for how many people? 4?
I would say at least, 3 to 4, depending on the people. For sure.
And then there's always a person that was going to chew on the bone.
Exactly. Well, no, everybody takes it home for their dog. I kid you not.
I thought dogs...
Yeah.
I think that dogs aren't supposed to chew on those. They'll splinter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
They always ask for
it. I'll tell you one thing. If that bone went home with a dog and my mom was there, that dog wouldn't get it. My mom would be all over it. And even after the dog kind of had it, she'd still be like, you missed a couple pieces, you know, and she'd start eating it.
Chewing on the bone?
She loves a bone out of the garbage. She'll just take it right out of the garbage.
That's funny.
What are you talking about?
My mom, she'll eat a bone.
Oh, my God.
Like, if you're eating chicken wings.
I got confused about who was eating the bone, your dog or the mom.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. She'll take the bone from whoever doesn't finish it properly.
What's your favorite dish?
Ooh. I think, so the other day I had for the first time I sat down, it was for Mother's Day. At the end of the night, my sister came in for dinner. And I sat down and I tried the albacore that we have on the menu, mm-hmm. and that was pretty good. I thought that was like really, really delicious.
Nice.
And I had no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody said it was good, but like once you try it and you're just like, holy shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, this is good.
Uh-oh. Doug's missing hair, Doug. Mm. There you go.
Yeah.
I know you want one more piece
of
that.
No, I'm good. I'm good. It's so good, though.
No, the shishitos are so good. I did get the little spicy one, but I like it.
I love the potatoes so much.
Yeah, this is a great dish. Mm-hmm. Super fun to share, too.
Yeah, I mean, mostly everything is kind of meant to be a little shared. That was the whole concept in the beginning.
Which is cut up perfectly for it, though.
Yeah. I cut this one a little bit smaller for you guys, so it wouldn't be too difficult.
This guy is so chill.
What gets you angry?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, it's pretty... It's pretty good for Sharon's when I met today.
I haven't had my Red Bull for the day, that's why.
Oh.
Well, we're getting a little close to out of time. You said you have one more thing?
Yeah, she's going to go grab it. It's the burger.
All right, awesome. That's so cool.
Oh, and then we should be...
You know, I did a potato diet like a few weeks ago. You got to eat potatoes for 3 days straight. And my friend was like, you'd get sick of potatoes? Nah.
No.
What's this?
I could do it. I could do it longer. I don't know. I guess it's like a cleanse diet type
thing.
A
potassium diet, maybe?
I don't really. Yeah. Penn Teller did it, and he lost a bunch of weight. Penn and Teller are two people.
Well, you just do it 3 days a week, though?
Penn Jillette.
Yeah, that's him. And he lost a bunch of weight.
And the other days you eat whatever you want, or you still eat reasonably?
You got to eat healthy, I guess. I guess you could start at 3 days, then you could go longer if you want.
If you really dig in potatoes?
Yeah.
Like, how do you prepare them? I mean...
I just boiled them in with water, you know, and cooked them like that and just ate them. Because I don't really...
For 3 days.
Yeah.
And nothing else you did?
No.
You boiled potatoes.
First day I messed up and I drank. but then I redid it and then I started again.
Okay.
And then I didn't drink and I was a good girl. And yeah, just water and tea. And you could have like water with vinegar if you want too.
Or apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, yeah. And then just potatoes. But you can't have too many potatoes because then that kind of defeats the purpose.
So you get a certain amount of potatoes a day.
Yeah.
This sounds like prison a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I didn't mind it. But I'm mostly Irish, so I think it's just me getting back to my roots, being like, yeah.
Yeah.
I love potatoes.
That'd be good. Like, you go to Ireland during the famine, and you're like, yeah, I'm just on a potato diet. sorry, just eat potatoes in front of everyone. Yeah. They don't have any.
Oh, you don't have these anymore? That sucks.
All right, Kelly.
Thanks.
Kelly, where are you performing next?
The next place I'm performing is San Jose, on June 1st.
At the Improv?
I don't know. I'm going with my friend JC Carias.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm opening for him somewhere. He just asked me, and I was like, sure. So sorry, it's not the best information.
Is it in San Jose or could it be in Sunnyvale? And could it be a Rooster Teeth Feathers Comedy Club?
It's not Rooster Teeth.
Say it like that?
That's how they used to say it.
Who did?
That's what they would come on with all the fanfare at the beginning.
So right. Welcome to Roosters. The announcement.
They'd have lights going
flashing
all around.
Lights.
Flashing lights.
Flashing
lights all
always
around.
Always way too much spectacle.
And then they would go. And then there was a song.
Be some music, some sort of like Blues Brothers or something.
Rooster Teeth Feathers Comedy Club.
Rooster Teeth Feathers.
I'm also have to put Comedy Club.
I'm doing some cannabis retreat too in like mid-June, which is really, it's in Arizona, Snowflake, Arizona. But I get a bunch of weed stuff, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. So
I mean, the great thing about playing Snowflake is that everybody in the audience is, you know, complete pushover. Just nobody's going to give you a hard time because they're all snowflakes.
It'll be fun. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Where do you get the southern accent?
Do I have a southern accent?
I think so.
A lot of people think I do. I don't know. I say certain things that are new, like when I say coffee and water, that comes out.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the California and the
mixing
East
it.
Coast. Yeah, they're just fighting each other and it sounds southern.
Yeah, I can't figure out who I am anymore.
SpaghettiOs.
Look at this fella.
Is that just a little thing of butter?
What are we talking about?
Yeah, just
about?
A little ramekin of butter. Lavender butter, because I felt like you guys want to try it. No, it's aioli. So this is our smash burger. So pretty much we take 3 ounces of Santa Carota meat from Bakersfield. So it's pretty much a blend that cows, instead of eating grass, they eat carrots. So it's a little bit like,
has
a sweeter kind of taste to it. You can't really taste it, but it's just cool because Bakersfield's one of like the largest suppliers for carrots. So they feed them carrots.
I did not know that.
Oh, wow, me neither. So Bakersfield has a purpose.
Exactly. Yeah, me too. I didn't know either. I was like, wow, like, that's crazy.
How terrible.
Just
like,
kidding.
My mom's from there, so that's cool.
It's great, yeah.
Could you try to slice this up into, 4 pieces? Is that doable?
Yeah,
yeah. That'd be awesome.
He knows what he's doing. So I see there's some chilies on there.
Yeah, and then we got pickled Fresnos.
Oh, God, these... things
are they from Fresno?
They're not from Fresno.
Oh,
okay. Kelly, you must be really Fresno, right? You must be really hearkening back to your potato days.
Hey,
look at
that
French fries.
Potato bun.
Potato bun.
So.
Oh, what?
Thank you.
So many. I'm into
Sunny,
it.
Have you ever heard of anybody being on a potato diet? No, this is new. Okay, I'm gonna look it up later.
My friends did it, so that's why I did it.
Yeah. Did it? Wait. What was the result?
They lost some weight.
No, you.
I mean, nothing.
After the 3 days, were you like, I want to eat some?
I fell in love with potatoes.
I was just like, I'm not sick of this.
Yeah.
I could keep going, but I need alcohol.
Oh, that's the one thing
that
you can't
have. I'm like,
it's
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's vodka, which is made out of potatoes. So.
Yeah, that's right.
So it should be allowed,
I totally agree with you.
Yep. That's where it's at.
I mean, I'm going to make my own potato diet and just have potatoes and vodka. And I'll be fit.
Yep.
Watch out, Megan Fox. I don't know.
Got some quarter of a burger there if you want to grab one of them.
These are good fries.
Yeah, those we tossed in a little bit of oregano oil and garlic confit.
Mm-hmm. Those are good fries.
Oh, man, I mean, love
I feel like I'm a fry peppers. Connoisseur, kind of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sort of, because it's one of the things, like, if you can't have gluten, you can have fries, unless they're coated. Oh, wait a minute. You don't coat these in flour, do you?
No. Just toss them in flour.
Sometimes they will.
To make it a little bit crispier.
But these are really good.
This is spicy.
I would get this every time.
Yeah, have a little bit of kick to it. The Fresnos are pickled, so... It should kind of try to mellow them out a little bit.
Yep. Did I lose anything off of this? That's just
a little bun,
right?
Yeah.
I just grabbed a fry that had cheese on it.
Yeah. Well, they have. I saw you have that. You have like the, what's it called when you put the cheese all over the fries or
cheese.
Oh, no, that you're talking about the poutine.
The poutine, yeah. They don't have cheese. But that is cheese. Does that have cheese or just gravy?
Cheese curds.
Oh, cheese curds, yeah. Oh, boy. This is what I'm going to have.
Yeah, so grilled green onions, and then in the middle of the patties, we do caramelized onions, toss in a little bit of rosemary, so you get a little bit of sweetness and a nice aroma from the onions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's we sell this for happy hour for $8.
Really good. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's so juicy.
That's so good.
Yeah, so that's
and the fries too, like everything.
Just the burger.
Oh, okay.
With the burger, with the fries,
the fries
I think
it's
$3.
It's still $17.50.
Exactly. No, with the fries, it's $3. So
that's still a great deal.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So come like when it's happy hour, it's like from 5 to 3. It's like from 5 to 8. Sorry, it's just like burgers nonstop burgers.
Oh yeah. You should stay open till 3. Have the happy hour 5 till 3 a.m.
That's not.
What are these guys cooking? Like duck fat or something? They're so good.
No, just it's rice bran oil.
Yeah. Mom, chef, you're really.
How do we do?
You're like, yeah, you have a gift.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping
for. This is amazing.
You have a gift.
That's what I was hoping for.
I love how you think of this stuff but then don't taste it sometimes.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean... it's just about, it's about the vegetable more than anything. You get quality food and you get quality vegetables. I mean, it's like, there's not much you can do wrong unless you burn the shit out of it. But I mean, for the most part, it's a lot about the vegetables for sure.
Yeah, they're really good. These potatoes are, as I mentioned, and everything we've had.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Did they have the same facade, like, and they just painted over it, or did you rebuild it?
No, the whole thing got rebuilt.
Oh.
Yeah, I was here.
Because I don't recognize it.
I thought this was here. This stuff?
No, it wasn't. No?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We started in, I think, this time around May.
Oh, wow.
This time last year. And it's
but that place had a similar, the parking lot was here, and the entrance was on this side.
Yeah. Everything, the
that's
building
the only
structure
thing
was
the same.
Yeah, yeah. The building structure was very similar.
We they had an outside too, I think.
Yeah, you could see it a little bit more, the outside porch. This one's a little bit more more
just
covered
like
up.
Just smelling this.
Yeah, no, it's
the old-fashioned.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Yeah, no, like I said, Rafa does a really good job. So it works really well as far as both menus. I'm very seasonal, so it works together very well.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for
everybody
having us.
Come check this place out. I will be doing Doug Lowe's Movies this Saturday in Madison, Wisconsin at Comedy on State at 4:20. And back here in Los Angeles, it's going to be a very interesting show next Tuesday at UCB Franklin location. It's going to be a Doug Lowe's Movies with a couple of guests who've never been on before.
Exciting.
But they have a lot of movie credits.
Oh,
wow. Movie stars.
Oh, wow. Tuesday.
Schedules permitting, of course. Haven't even said their names. I'm still warning you. They might not show up.
Well, you're not going to tell us their names, right?
I'm not going to say I'm not going to tell you.
Don't jinx it.
I'm not going to swear.
Doug never tells us the names of the people on that show.
Excuse me. I do. I reveal sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. Depends on the situation.
But not this situation.
This will
is the situation
it'll be exciting
on it?
For people. If people come,
it's one.
If people show up that are Jersey Shore fans, they're going to be in for a treat.
Oh, okay. Ooh. He's out of prison?
Which one?
The situation.
He's in prison right now?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I thought he was a DJ in Vegas, or is that
That's Pauly D.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Sucks that I wasn't aware of situation.
Yeah. Mike the Situation got himself into one.
Anything to plug, Karen?
Well, I'm doing the Arties, which is the new name for the Radio Disney Music Awards. It'll be on June 16th. You can watch, or June, 16th.
Yeah, everybody watch that.
It's going to be it's going to be really good. I mean, I don't want to say actually, because, like, you know, but, but it is going to be good. There's some really good performances going to be there. Okay. Marshmello won't be there, but Steve Aoki will be.
Ooh, fancy. Come to San Jose June 1st and 2nd. I'm not sure where yet, but follow me on Twitter at Holly Weirdo, and I'll tell you.
Yeah, if you're in San Jose, why do you need to know the specifics? Yeah.
It's a small city.
Just you guys are smart.
Mark
if you
off
live
those
there.
Two dates and just figure out where she's at.
It's a small metropolitan city.
Don't forget, everybody, to check out our Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Very important, because there's pictures of all the food.
Great descriptions.
Yeah. And it's a really good way to follow along with what's happening, since this is just an audio podcast.
It'll make you
podcast.
Hungry.
And to get to it, you have to go to dining.
With. Spelled out?
Spelled out.
No, good God.
Dining. Dining W and spelled out.
Oh, and is spelled out. All right, let's do it again. Oh, this is going to be my new thing. This is what I'm pitching to Kelly Clarkson, by the way, that she tells me lyrics of her song only in a very small amount, like let's just say 5 words, and then I have to repeat it properly. It's not going to happen.
Wait, you're friends with Kelly Clarkson?
No. I'm going to go. I'm on my last interview with her for her show. So cool. I either get it or I don't tomorrow. So anyway.
Good luck.
I'm going to be pitching myself as part of the show. I'm sure I'll get it. Also, I've got a great bit for me, Kelly. Oscar, yes. Chef Oscar, do you have are you on Instagram?
I do.
What's yours?
I think it is. Let's see. Let's find out. Should be O_Torres91.
Is that your birthday? 91.
1991. 90s.
Look
baby.
At her. She's like a hip. She's like a mind reader.
I get it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
This was amazing.
Thank you.
I was hungover and I'm not anymore.
Feel good, right?
Yeah.
Incredible way to start a Wednesday. And we'll keep coming back with new episodes every week if we can make it happen with our busy schedules, right, Karen?
We're totally going to make it happen. Okay. Let's just say I get the job.
Yeah.
Because that'll be like a full-time job.
Uh-huh.
Guess what I'm going to do? Still do this. That's okay. The kind of... That's
you're a go-getter,
you,
Karen.
Well, that's the thing is, in all of your job interviews, you can just carve into the discussion,
right.
If I get this job, I'm going to run off to have an amazing meal any time of day, any day of week that I feel like it.
Do you want to come, Kelly? That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to have this conversation with Kelly herself?
Yeah. I'm bringing her eggs. I'm bringing her fresh eggs from my... I have chickens in my backyard with
perfect.
Some eggs.
Wait, that's really? With this next meeting, you're going to
bring
her some
eggs? I'm
bringing
eggs, and I'm bringing her homemade beef jerky, and I'm going to ensure
so
her
good.
It's a bribe. I'm going to say it's a bribe. I'm going to go, Kelly, this is a bribe.
Oh,
full on bribe. And I will give you cash, sex, whatever you need.
Have you ever scared off somebody with this kind of approach, bringing them stuff?
I've never really brought anybody. The only person I've ever brought something to, and it seems like the ones that I'm going to bring something to are the long, drawn-out ones. Like, this has been an interview process for a long time. Kathy Griffin had me going for, I want to say, 4 months before I finally got the job. So I went to her house, and I Googled her house on, you know, and I saw she has huge windows. So I brought her little car screens that you could put up, like, to protect the kids. You know, they stick on with suction cups. And then I went into the interview, and I put the suction cups up on her.
And you got it.
And I got the job. But that's really the only person.
She could have hated that.
I know.
I never know which way Kathy's going to go on something like that. She must have already really liked you.
I hope, because yeah. I had to guess.
That's really
impressive. So let's see what happens,
good
everybody.
Work. Well, I'm late now for a very important date, but it was worth it. Mr. O's, Ventura Boulevard.
At Carpenter?
As sung about by Tom Petty.
Vampires, right? There's vampires?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
What a, oh, God, that's a good song, though, right?
Thank you, Oscar. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Aristotle. Thank you, social media team. As always, bon appetit, mother effers.
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie with Dog and Mommy.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast. A podcast network.